You want to hear something delightful?
Sure.
You know, not even a thought to be misunderstood. Because it shows Baba's whole acceptance of love and surrender. Wholly of a person, the personality, the nature, the, whatever belongs to the whole caboodle, as we say. You know, you give yourself to Baba, Baba accepts not only you, your family, your joys, your troubles, your life, your death, whatever, the whole thing, you see. So, you've heard of Kekobad. I mean, one of the Mandali, venerable artists. He comes and he surrenders himself to Baba, he gives himself to Baba. And because of his connection, because of past promises, because of the preparation long before, just what we see, Baba wholly accepts him. He comes and joins not only himself but his whole family. The family, well, the son remains, was for a time with Baba, then is in Bombay. But the father, that means Kekobad, his wife, and his three daughters who joined us on Mehrabad Hill. Now, the three daughters, one of them has died. There's two. You see two of them, Jalu and Gulu. All these years they have lived with us. They have continued to live in the same environment, the same rooms, the same place, the same way of life. It's as if they put a stop to time, like the watch, you know, you push a button and it stops whatever the time it is. As they continue living in that same way, but they have been so childlike that from the worldly stand, we were amazed. How did they live in Bombay? How on earth did they manage their life in Bombay? So Baba not only saw to them spiritually, but materially. They weren't proficient in anything. It was like children. So, I mean, they didn't know how to cook. They didn't know how to, you know, then Margaret and Kitty taught them English. So-and-so taught them this, that. But they were told to, the girls were told to help Katie in the kitchen when Katie was cooking. They didn't even know how to clean vegetables. If they were given a piece of ginger. Katie turns around and sees them cleaning ginger like this with a knife in one hand, you know, like you're sharpening a pencil. And all the pieces of ginger are going out. And Katie turns around, "What are you doing?" She says, "Why don't you tell us to clean ginger and we're cleaning ginger?" That's not the way to clean ginger. And things like that. So now today, they are, after a while, they were so proficient. As I'm just trying to say how Baba gives not only that which is Baba, but in every way. It's so comprehensive what Baba takes from you and what Baba gives to you. So they now manage their own cooking. That, I mean, Gulu, the one sister who's more proficient, she sees that how much wood a year comes for fuel, the bazaar, the accounts, all with Jungle Master. But still they are, that childlikeness still persists. For instance, they will ask Alan Wagner, when he's going into the bazaar, please get us some water lemon instead of watermelon, you know, things like that. So once in a while during one of our visits, seldom, but once in a while, Mera and I and those who are with us go and visit them in their quarters. Now that is the most delightful and fantastic time, because then we see the younger sister also, Jalu, and the Guru is the one that it comes out like, you know, like that. And Jalu just talks like that. The older sister who died, very deep voice, become like Pharaoh. So Katie does it better than I do. Baba would make them all three stand. One is Meru, one is Gulu, one is Jalu. So Baba, with a twinkle in his eye, would, when we were all together, say, "Come on, come on now. What's your name?"
Meru.
"What's your name?"
"No."
"What's your name?"
"Jalu."
So, now, quicker. So, you.
Meru.
"No." This is something we actually said about asking questions. The children were asking questions. Well, the other day when we went there, Guru usually takes over. I mean, she takes over. She rules, you know. And so she said, come on now, we're going to see. You're going to see my sister Guru. Yeah, so we go. So Guru, Maharaj come, Maharaj come, Guru.
Yes, so Guru comes out.
I mean, Jalu comes out. And so one day when we were entered, Guru suddenly took the issue by the horns and really expressed how she says to her sister, Jalu, now money is right here. You ask money that question. Don't keep asking me that question when I get a headache. All the time you're asking me that question. Now you just ask money right now and once and for all resolve it and don't afterwards give me a headache. And now, before Jalu could ask the question, Guru of course puts the question. She says, Mani, when did Baba observe silence? I tell you, I could have been knocked down. Practically 30 years they're living up there. And there now, since Baba dropped his body, I mean, all the time there, they're so close to the Samadhi. And today they're asking, when did Baba observe silence? So I said, well, 10th July. Yes, but what year? I said, 1925. Damn, didn't I tell you? I was right. Didn't I tell you? Oh, yeah. So since that day, at least that question is not asked. But that innocence, you know, that's part of the life. When we visit them, it's the little things, the little joys, the little problems, the little things that magnify, whether it's joys or problems or anything. It's so amazing what is going on. But first when they came, see how Baba works. They were to join the, I can only call it dormitory, up on in study hall. There are those two big halls. One is where the Eastern women lived, slept. They had their beds, you know, beds next to each other with a little space in between. And this side of this room, big room, was for the Western women. So that day when it was said that this three, you know, this family is coming from Bombay, so the girls, the women there, were with the men, Kekabad was with the men, for the men monthly. The women were with the women. So everybody was so impressed. Oh, girls from Bombay. I mean, Bombay means you're very refined, you're very educated, you're very worldly, you know, you're on that strata. Not a villager. I mean, Bombay, even modern. So, and especially as Guru hand, thick glasses, you know. So it's they look very much more intellectual with glasses on than without. I know because I'm a teacher. So when they came, everybody dressed their best, their ashram best. Means at least the patches were put away and you wore non-patch things, at least presentable, you know. So all the Westerners and all, and I mean, Rana described that very nicely, Margaret and everybody, you know, presentable. And not knowing what they were like. I mean, a few months later, this was the biggest joke, that we were all trying to look, you know, so presentable for them. So there was good nights, we said, they went to bed and these. Now, Margaret was looking after a cat. A lovely cat. What was the cat's name? Huh? The Siamese cat. Geisha. So she had this cat, Siamese cat, that she was to look after. Geisha. It seems that in the middle of the night, another cat, I mean, not middle of the night, after they'd parted and gone to bed, another cat came through the window and jumped through her mosquito curtain right into the bed, Margaret's bed, and these two cats were at loggerheads fighting. And there was such a commotion. Can you imagine two cats in the middle of the night? What's going on? And Margaret was jumping, and they didn't know what to do. And in the end, Margaret got hold of both the cats by the scruff of the neck. I mean, a very brave thing to do, and pull them apart and threw the other cat out of the window. But by that time, this tremendous commotion, this is something that had never happened before, and I think it didn't happen again. I don't know. But anyway, they came from the other room, And by that time, everybody had changed back into their patches, and everybody were looking anything but presentable. Margaret's hair was like that, and the bun on top, you see, you know? And they saw among the others watching, those three faces of the girls who had come from Bombay. You know, couldn't believe what's happening. So that's how Baba worked here. Before they came, it was specially dressed up and made themselves presentable for them. They said, now that's over, you see. Now we won't see them till next morning. Get back into your patches. But Baba wanted the confrontation. Baba wanted them to see you in all the glory of the patches and then the